An Alaska Range glacier melted faster last century than it did in the previous 300 years. That's the finding of a study that analyzed ice cores drilled on Mount Hunter. Lead author, Dartmouth College Research Assistant Dominic Winsky, says the glacial ice cores provide a unique high-altitude temperature record for the North Pacific region.
So this sort of provides the first window on what's going on in the upper atmosphere over Alaska, and it's even more rapidly changing than what's going on down in the lowlands.
Winsky says Hunter provides an ideal location to gauge the effect of climate change at high altitude.
Any sort of winds and precipitation that come off the Pacific wind up being deposited sort of in the front of the Alaska Range, right near where we set up on Mount Hunter. And more specifically, we needed a site that had the right topography and the right glaciology to be able to recover a nice ice core.
Each glacier exerts unique forces that compress ice, but Winsky says even before computing those effects, evidence of faster seasonal melting was apparent in the ice cores, telling a story of climate change.
Before the 20th century, these melt events were extremely rare, and sometimes you'd go for decades or more and it would never melt. And that was obvious initially when we were counting all of these layers. And then we spent the next few years making all of these corrections and really convincing ourselves that the trend that seemed so obvious was in fact a real trend.
Winsky says the increased melting corresponds with more frequent El Nino conditions in the equatorial Pacific. The ocean warming forces warm air into the upper atmosphere where it flows toward the poles, running into high peaks like Mount Hunter. In an effort to gain a longer-term perspective, Winsky says the research team hopes to analyze even further down the Mount Hunter ice cores.
This ice core that we drilled on Mount Hunter actually goes back at least 1,200 years, but potentially thousands more.
Winsky says if the team can interpret the ultra-compressed ice, it will provide better context to the last century's warming relative to a much longer time span. The information is published in the Journal of Geophysical Research, Atmospheres.